This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Otto, 248-539-9797. I'm just getting your cards. It's the Valenti Rico Show with me, Stoney, and for Mr. Valenti's. Got probably some horses on his mind. Needed a day to watch the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby and do whatever Mike does at this time of the year. By the way, I took his recommendation and started watching the Netflix series with the family. We went through three episodes. It's pretty damn good.
You like it?
Yeah, and I actually texted Mike about two of the characters in this thing. And he said I was right on because one of them, I can't pronounce this guy's name, Figueroa or whatever his name is, looks like the biggest douche of all time, but he seems like a nice guy. If you can be a nice douche, he is that. And the other guy, Rapoli, whatever, he just looks like such an a-hole. And Mike said, yes, he's human filth.
That's the guy walking around with the jacket and no shirt on?
No. Here. He's the douche. The douche is not. Rapoli's this guy. He called Mike from Queens. That he's the guy who like is a St. John's like NIL guy.
Oh, he's that guy.
Oh
gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. He's just disgusting. Anyway, so I would suggest checking that out. All right. Speaking of which, David has some Derby facts, fun and facts for us.
I sure do, Stoney. Some wonderful facts here on the Kentucky Derby. Let's start with this. The first time it was called Churchill Downs Racetrack was 1883, but the track itself wasn't officially named that until 1928.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I remember doing the radio show that day.
Making the announcement, yeah. It was a wonderful day.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, I guess Churchill probably was a sponsor, like paid money for, just like they do today, right? I don't know. Does it say why it was named Churchill Downs?
It doesn't.
I never bothered to research that.
I never cared. But
are we familiar with the Explorer? Of Lewis and Clark.
Of course. Yeah.
We are familiar, right?
Yes.
Well,
they took stagecoaches out to the West Coast, didn't they?
One Meriwether Lewis Clark Jr. was the grandson of the famous explorer from that group. He developed the Louisville Jockey Club, which then developed the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
Seriously?
And I heard his great-great-great-grandson is going to be with the Tigers in 2028. Max Clark.
Yes. That is not true. It's not related to the Clark family. But
no,
yes.
I'm just going back to what you were saying. That's a wow.
Yeah.
So William Clark was his full name. We always say Lewis and Clark because of the group. But
yes. Yeah,
William Clark was his name, and his grandson, Meriwether Lewis Clark Jr., was part of the Louisville Jockey Club that then came up with the Kentucky Derby. So in 2015, that was a great year for the Kentucky Derby. The 141st running attracted the largest crowd in the history of the race. Care to guess how big the crowd was in 2015.
117,000. I don't know.
See, I don't think it's that big. Because you're looking at like NASCAR at that point.
Kenny, do you have a guess?
But the infield is packed.
Yeah, the infield is what does it, which kind of brings it to NASCAR levels. I was going to say 120, 25,000.
Wait, you can be on the infield for the horse racing? I thought they... Oh, yeah. See, I thought it was like a concentric circle where there's like other tracks inside. Maybe I got the different.
No, you could be in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to go 75,000.
All right. It was 170,500.
Wow.
Okay, well, Stoney, we'll combine ours.
Packed the historic facility for eventual. They saw the eventual Triple Crown winner of American Pharaoh. So that was a great 2015 mm-hmm. in horse racing.
Yep.
They broke the record there for the largest crowd, and then you saw a Triple Crown winner. In 1954, the purse. We talked about the purse yesterday, how it is a full $2 million. The winner gets $1.21. The purse exceeded $100,000 for the first time in 1954. That's a lot of money in 1954.
Yes, it was.
A lot of money.
Now. I'll
take it. Mm-hmm. Very true, Rico. Very true. So, we talk about disqualifications a lot with horse racing. It happens. There's cheating. There's all kind of things happening.
Well, there was one very recently with Bob Baffert's horse won exactly. the Kentucky Derby, and he got it disqualified.
Exactly. Well, the very first horse to face disqualification was in 1968. The horse was called Dancer's Image. Okay,
I remember the name of the horse.
Won the race, and then it was revealed after the race through a test that it had an anti-inflammatory painkiller drug that was illegal, and they disqualified
them. Who won? Was it Majestic Prince?
It was Forward Pass that ended up winning.
Did the horse?
They had to go to court, though.
They went
to court.
Did the horse show up to the press conference with a towel around its neck
okay.
and explain?
All right.
Forward Pass in 1968. I tell you one thing, Bo Schembechler didn't bet on that horse.
So the horse had pain medicine.
It was illegal for them to have the anti-inflammatory painkiller medicine. Yes.
Okay.
So they were disqualified. That was the first one, though, in 1968. They started running this race a long time before that. Mm-hmm. That was the very first one to get disqualified. So the highest odds of winning a horse, of winning a race...
2 years ago.
We do remember Rich Strike in 2022. Yes. That was 80-1, but that was not the highest odds to ever win the Kentucky Derby.
No.
91-1, Don Rail in 1913. I think we all remember 1913 well.
Why is everybody looking at me?
No. I'm looking at everyone.
Okay.
But Don Rail. But in our lifetime, we remember Rich Strike in 2022.
Right, because he was the horse that wasn't even supposed to be in the race.
That was when we did our draft, like we do every year.
Right.
Wasn't included in the draft.
And everybody, what about this guy? And Mike was like, please, he's nothing. He's not going to do anything. I'm like, you sure? Yeah. And he wins.
He won the race.
He won the race.
It was crazy. 80-1. Wow. So, I have a few more facts here. The fastest Kentucky Derby, I think we remember this, right? The horse that ran the fastest.
Is it 1801?
It was in 1973.
Oh, Secretariat.
Secretariat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Secretariat.
Is that the photo where, was it the Kentucky Derby? It is a famous photo where it's
so far ahead.
Belmont. That was the Belmont.
Okay. Yeah. It's
Belmont.
Just him running.
Yeah, that wasn't this one, but yeah.
And it was the Belmont.
And you don't know the significance. Like, oh, that's a beautiful picture of a horse running. Like, no. That's how far he was ahead of everybody else. Then they found out later his heart was like three times
correct.
The size of a regular horse.
Correct. So it was 1:59.
Imagine that you trained and your horse came in second, but you weren't going to ever beat him.
And you ran fast. You ran well enough.
Your horse probably would have set a record that day. You just weren't going to beat him.
Right.
Well, the slowest winning time came in 1891, where Kingman ran for 2:52. For a mile and a half.
Okay, so wait. What was Secretariat's?
1:59.
So, yeah, I'm a minute.
Over a minute longer than Secretariat.
It had to be a muddy. Okay.
Secretary then took a shower.
A muddy track?
It doesn't say if it was a muddy track or not, but that's, whoa.
There is a chance of rain tomorrow, I read, so that could change everything.
You could have given Secretariat a full minute head start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. So let me go through a few stats here because post position is important when you're talking about winning this race.
Right.
Okay? So I'm going to give you a few guesses each. One guess each. That's what I'll do. One guess each on the post that wins the most percentage-wise. What post do you want to be at?
I would say like three because you want to be close to the inside.
I was going to say three. I'll say two, I guess.
I'm going to say five.
Okay, so I am going to give that to you, Rico, because it is a tie. Five is in on a tie. It wins 10.5% of the time, tied with the 20.
On the way outside.
Yes.
Well, there's only going to let everybody beat each other up.
They get out there fast.
There was another scratch today, so it's going to be less than 20 today. Grande.
Now, the scratch was at the 10 post today.
Yeah.
To 10 post. Currently 10 post. There may be a replacement, and you'll get another 10, but right now 10 is out.
Oh, that was the horse I picked yesterday.
Grande, yes. Yeah. There was another one scratched last night. So Beza, who Mike selected that was not in the race yesterday, is now in the race, and now we may get another one for Grande.
I had, what was it, Rodriguez or something? I had a horse that.
You had Rodriguez. I picked Grande.
Oh, so you, okay. So your horse ain't running either.
Well, you better hope somebody gets at the 10 post because 10 post is number three.
But, David, here's the thing that I've learned with the other Mike sitting here horse racing. You don't want to be right on the one, the two, or the three spot because when everybody just. Basically, smush. If you don't get a fast start, you're dead. You're never going
to
win.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. If you want to be at two, that would be great for being in the money when it comes to the finish.
Right.
Because number two, 27.4% of the time, you're in the money, which is second. Second for in the money, or first for in the money would be the 10 spot. Right now, we don't have anything in the 10 post. So two is good for the money, not good to win, because that's 7.4% of the time. You will win if you're in the two post. So
yeah, I know you don't want to be in the one.
No, you're not going to win.
You guys, I mean, he gives dissertations in here. When he's in his horse racing mood.
I know.
Oh, he just goes on and on and on. If you ever want to know why we're laughing, if you're ever watching the stream, he's talking horse racing stuff.
There is one post, and we'll finish it with this. There is one post that has never won. Never won.
Never. I'm going to guess, because he was a loser, 19, Scott Mitchell. 19.
See, I was going to say 18.
Not 19, not 18. Do you have a guess?
7. Oh.
13.
7.
No, I was trying to give you a
17.
19, not 19, not 18.
17.
Wow. Trying to give him a clue there, but he didn't get it, so. Those are your Kentucky Derby facts. 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
97.1 The Ticket, the Valeni Show with Rico Stoney in here with Rico as Mike is off today. Kenny, David, we'll hear from everybody, including Evan, who's got his lovely daughter, Frankie, here today, for who said it coming up approximately around 4:30.
Yeah, she was just in here smiling it up. I said, hey, you could throw up on David's shirt. We would not even realize
it. I think she realized I was a Michigan fan because she didn't look too kindly at me.
No, she didn't. And as we all feel the same, David.
I got her to laugh. And, you know, people say, well, you just looked at her, somebody would laugh. I got her to laugh, so I'm very happy with myself.
It's weird when you can just get that baby to laugh. You feel like a sense of
accomplishment. Well, something stupid. I just went like that, you know? And she laughed. That's all I did. Anyway.
All right. Speaking of parents.
Yes.
And you know what? Great transition. Mm-hmm. Speaking of parents. David, you got boys. Stoney, you got girls. But.
Are you going to ask me what would I do if one of them came home with Tom Izzo as their boyfriend or Larry Brown, Belichick thing?
No.
Okay.
No. What would life be like for you if you were in the role of Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Albrick, whose son was the guy who prank called Shedeur Sanders during the draft and believed there may have been others that they prank called, but this kid was stupid enough to not only prank call Shedeur Sanders, then he puts it on social media so we can we know who it was. I guess Albrick realized, oh my God, that's my kid, tells the Falcons. Falcons tell the NFL. NFL says, hey, here's the fines. Falcons, you get $250,000 fine. Albrick, you get $100,000 fine. You know, Atlanta's like, we're not paying the fine for your kid, right?
Right.
We're taking that out of your paycheck. So we can discuss how you want it done. You want it all up front. You want it over the year. We're not paying for your kid's screw up. You two as fathers, what in the world do you say to your kid after you realize he just not only embarrassed you and the family and your team, he could have jeopardized your job, and he's now cost you over $250,000 over his stupidity because he wanted to yuck it up with his frat brothers.
Well, first of all, there will be no birthday or holiday or Christmas or Hanukkah presents for.
Are they even allowed to come in the house?
Oh yes, they're allowed to come in the house. They're my kids.
Cost you $350,000.
What am I going to do? Disown them?
I would.
Well, you've never been a parent.
I'm asking.
I know. I hate playing that game. Oh, you can only, chime in on things that you've done. No.
I guess I got to think that Thanksgiving dinner, hey, could you pass the potatoes? I would, but we had to sell the bowl because your dumb ass went out there and did this. So now I'm $350,000. Everything would turn into an argument. I just wanted some potatoes. Yeah, well, we don't have any, okay? Eat the rice.
We don't have a turkey this year because of you.
We're all eating a small chicken.
I would garnish your wages for whatever job you'd get for a while.
That's what it would be. He would have to pay the fine.
I would have an allowance or something that, you know, he would have to give
now
me.
Is it once, you know, yeah. after he makes three payments, you forgive him?
No.
Or is it, you know what, I need every dime, and I don't care if you got to work till you're 50.
Well, correct.
And if I'm dead, bring it to the tombstone.
I get the amount is way more than what I was forced to pay when I was a kid, but I remember getting in my first accident when I was 16 years old, and my parents were like, oh, no, you're going to pay our deductible. You're going to pay us back for what you did. And I know that's not $100,000 or $250,000 or whatever the fine was, but yeah, my son would have to pay me back. And it's not after three payments. All right, you started. Okay, I'm all good. No. Everything is owed to me.
I mean, in all seriousness, I like you guys with kids. Is it okay after a while you're okay with this? Or is this something that's going to be a sore spot?
Oh, it'll be a sore spot, but I'm not, you know, especially since they're technically old. Well, how old is the kid?
He's in college. He's a running back in college.
Let's just
arbitrarily say he's 21.
Okay, 21. So here's the deal. You have another year or two left in college. You're paying for your college. You're taking a loan, and you're going to repay it. I have nothing to do with that. There it is. That's it. There's your fine if you want to go to college.
That seems fair to me.
And that card, yeah, that card I got you, that's coming off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The punishment has to be severe.
Right, out of spite, I just may light it on fire in front of you.
I'll send you the video.
Right. And I put it on social media. Mr. Funny Guy.
See, if I'm a parent, I'm more pissed at that than the actual thing that he did himself.
Right.
Social media video?
Yeah. That to me is like...
Because I could at least say... You know, it's one of those when you're sitting in a meeting and if you're the father, you're Albrecht, you just kind of slump back in your seat and hope that nobody notices it's your kid. But once he puts it on the video, it's like, yep, that's my boy.
That's how he knew. I don't think his kid ever told him. Right,
because
right?
if he didn't do that,
right.
now, he would have never known.
I said this the other day.
Because I think they actually would have thought that it was the Giants because somebody...
That was a rumor that it was Joe Shane's daughter.
Yeah, right. She goes to Ole Miss.
Really? Wow. So here's the deal, and I know I'll get lambasted for this, but if you're going to call it a prank, okay, and I know it's nothing I would do, you would do, it was bad, all right? But in the grand scheme of pranks, it was a pretty good prank. Forgetting the social media part of it.
No, it wasn't.
It was. It depends what you consider a prank. That's a prank.
See, I look at that.
Nobody got hurt.
No, but see, I look at that as that's a special day for them. You know what that's like? That's like your daughter gets married, and during the ceremony, somebody wants to do something that embarrasses her. You won't be saying the same. Hey, that was a pretty damn good prank.
I'm saying you would be upset.
You would be pissed.
It's wrong, but that's what pranks are.
Nah. There are certain things that should be off limits. Like I said, a wedding day.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, somebody takes the bride's dress and dumps it into some tie-dye. And now she's looking like a hippie. Yeah. And you're like, well, it's too late to change it. Now she's got it. She's crying. Like, this is everybody's moment. He went and got a special phone, a special number, because he didn't want people calling. When that phone call comes, Stoney, you've seen enough high school people. That's the moment they have been waiting all their life.
That's true.
And he ruined it.
Oh, I did.
That's why I can't. A prank is okay. It's something silly. That's a special moment.
Right.
You only get those once in your life, and he's ruined that moment.
I get it. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Look, it all depends on your relationship with your kids, and in Ulbricht's case, I mean, part of the reason why I'm sure his kid's not paying him back or whatever is because he makes $1 million as a
coordinator. No excuse.
I know it's no excuse.
Okay, but you realize he makes $1 million. Okay, first of all, Uncle Sam already coming in.
I understand.
So of that million, he's only sitting there at about $650,000, and now half of that is going to the NFL. So that's why I'm like, thanks. You know what? You're going to sit out this thing. I can't look at you for dinner. You're not coming here. Just go to your girlfriend's house.
Hold on now, Rico. It's May, and you're already kicking about a Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes. I don't want to see you. There will be no – there's no Christmas for you. You don't live here. I'd change the locks. I don't want to see you for a year. Talk to your mama. I don't want to see you.
You know what? There's no – it was absolutely a wrong thing to do. There's no – right or wrong as far as parenting. There are some people who once their kids turn like 18 or 20, they kick them out of the house. So you're on your own.
Correct.
To me, I could never do that.
I hope my son has that message right now.
Because here's the thing, like, in all seriousness, like, Albrecht, you getting called down to Arthur Blank's office? You don't know what he's about to do. Like, am I about to get fired because of my kid? I got to sit in there, hat in hand, take whatever you want to say to me. Oh, you know this, that, that. Yeah. Did you leave an iPad open? Yes, I did, Mr. Blank, sir. Like, you getting chewed out for something you had no idea that was going on.
I know. It's bad. I get it. But
you know what? Go down to your local diner and get
your
turkey dinner.
It's your kid.
You ain't coming home.
People defend their kids who actually do really bad things because it's their kid.
That's true as well. That's why I asked the parents.
Yeah, it's a great question.
So,
all right. Coming up next, who said it? 97 won the ticket.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
That's head coach
Marvin
Rushing.
And we play on a field that's only 97 yards.
They all go to the NFL, don't they?
Right. It's a distinct advantage.
Well, they have less mileage on them. They don't have to run as much. Seven new technician grads are now on NFL rosters to date. The NCAA is bringing down the hammer on five total current and former Iowa State football assistant coaches after they placed over 6,000 online sporting bets, some that included Iowa State men's and women's basketball games as well. They now face show clause sanctions. At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I'm Jeremy Otto for Morgan, and 97.1 The Ticket or Odyssey.com.
The telephone number is 248-539-9797. Thank you very much, Jeremy Otto.
Jeremy, how slow of a day is it that you interview Cast Tech's coach?
Hey.
Well, I don't know. It was a story that came out today.
Hey, did you ask him, are they ever going to build a football field on that empty lot?
We're getting a new facility, yes.
A full 100 yards?
Are you the major donor? Is that what you're announcing
right
now?
I am not the donor, no. Hey,
David donates $20 and a pack of hot dogs.
Best hot dogs in the PSL.
And they let the best high school player in the state leave. Acuff is better than McKenna.
Of course.
If McKenna went to Michigan State, you wouldn't say that.
I don't even know who you're talking about, Stoney.
Okay. No, Acuff. Yeah, it's funny. He's very good.
Anybody ready for who said it?
Acuff.
Yeah. His old man gets his hair cut where I get mine. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Wow.
All right. It's time for who said it. All right, in studio.
What is happening?
In studio, we have Kenny and Evan.
I want to go by Acuff for now on.
Acuff. Acuff. Yes.
Oh, Acuff. Yeah. Okay.
You'll be playing for Arkansas.
Okay.
All right. David, start us off.
Does anybody want to know who's eligible?
6A to 6P?
6A to 8P.
Ooh. Wait. Did Wojo?
No, he didn't work at all this week.
No, he did. He worked yesterday.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He was down at the LCA.
Okay.
I'm trying to. Did Mark Ryan fill in for them any?
No, that's today, I think.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. Number one, there were plenty of opportunity for the Pistons to win this game, to not allow it to come down to an officiated call.
That could be anybody.
You could say anybody.
No, I wouldn't say that would be anybody. I would discontinue 10 to 2. I don't think they would have said that.
I know I said something similar to that. I mean, that's. David goes generic today. We eating
this
Frutio's.
This is a BS who said it.
No,
right
no.
Here.
You know what? Today is a Frutio's type of day. This is Hydrox. We don't get the generic stuff.
The Big Mick.
Sports.
Is that 93 field who said it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's 93 yards.
I'm going to just say Rico.
I'm going to say Jim Costa because I didn't expect him to have that take after that game. I thought he was going to say we got jobbed, yada, yada. And he went that route. I think it's Jim Costa.
Let me hear one more time, David.
There were plenty of opportunity for the Pistons to win this game, to not allow it to come down to an officiated call.
I guess Rieger.
I think
it could have been right.
Most of the people.
It could have been Jansen, too, because he never blames the officials.
That's not a bad guess.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll say me. I don't know.
All right, I think we're all in.
Who said it?
There you go.
There you go.
Good job.
Yeah, but I said Rico first, so it doesn't.
But you changed. You changed it.
Okay.
Normally, changing is bad. But okay.
Whoa, he didn't officially change that.
Yeah, he did. He said Jansen.
He said it could be Jansen.
Fellas, I'm sorry. I talked about Castex Field, and Davis all in his feelings right now. But you know what?
Number two.
Give it time, because he'll reach the end zone before anybody else.
Number two. I don't know if anything is going to happen. I don't think anything is going to happen, but it would not stun me if Dylan Larkin was traded.
Wow.
I don't think that's Kenny.
Yeah, I would definitely didn't say that. No shot. I'm going to say Jeff Rieger.
Oh.
I don't... Because I think a lot of hosts scoff at the motion of even talking about trading him, don't they?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going
to jinx myself.
Okay.
And I'll explain why later. I could be wrong in jinxing.
Janking?
Janking, jinxing.
Okay.
I'm going to say Jeff Rieger.
I thought that initially, too.
Be surprised.
I don't think it was midday.
No. Because I think they would be utterly shocked.
Be Costa?
It could be.
No, because Costa loves the captain.
But is he like on a high horse? And
but
you know?
I think he would be surprised if they.
You think so?
Yeah. If they traded Dylan Larkin.
Okay. You know who it could have been? It could have been Gov. Because he's been the least Larkin guy around here. I'm going to say Gov.
You know, I'm going to go Costa because it probably was the day after Stevie gave his press conference.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
And he just was like, you know, things and stuff, and I ain't going nowhere.
We all locked in?
Well, the reason I jinxed myself is because I think it was me when I was in with Doug.
Oh. Who said it?
God, what a jerk. Couldn't have given us a hint. Yeah, for us.
Right.
All right, good job, Stoney.
You can't just say, I think I said it.
No, but to me, that's...
Like, what did I say for the first one? Guys, I think I said that.
It's usually you jank yourself when you heard it on another show.
Well, like, I did hear it.
All right, all right. I said it.
I think he used the rule right.
Yeah, he got stoned.
Yeah.
Well, that's possible.
Number three. I love Brad Holmes. I think he's the best Lions GM we ever had.
Oh, my God. Scott the Gator Anderson.
I was just thinking that.
I think he's throwing us a curveball.
Oh.
Because I think there's a butt coming on after that.
I think it's Rieger.
I think it's Mike. I could be wrong. Because he said that, I think, and then he also said, and then this, this, and this need to happen.
One more time, David.
I love Brad Holmes. I think he's the best Lions GM we ever had.
You're right. Mike did say that, and then he
or something like that.
I don't think... Would Mike use the word love, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. It's love followed by a hammer.
By the way, if you guys have any other ideas, don't put it all
no,
on me.
I know.
Kenny.
I said Gator.
Okay.
Because Gator loves Kenny. Brad Holmes.
And I said Rieger.
I'm going to say Kenny. Why?
Roberts.
Who said it?
Oh.
Damn.
Wow.
Sorry, fellas.
Stoney's dominating today. I don't think he's missed yet, has he?
Well, if you want to give him the first one, even though he said Rico first and then switched to John, but yeah
you're allowed to switch, David. You know it's been done before.
He screwed us on the second one. He knew the answer and just kept it to himself.
Wow, he can't
lose. When you're a young team and you're a young player, it stinks right now, but they'll all be better for it.
Got to be talking Pistons,
wow,
right?
Yeah,
you're a young team, young player.
I'm going to say Kang.
I'm going to say Doug because he turned a negative into a positive.
Doug wasn't here today.
Yeah,
so
but
I'm going to say Gator.
I don't think it was from
today.
I'm going
to go with the hot hand over here. I'm betting with Stoney Betts. I'm going Gator.
Wow.
Are we all locked in?
I'm desperate. I'm desperate.
We're all locked in?
Yes, we are.
Who said it?
Oh, wow.
Double Rieger?
Damn. Right show. Because he was in with them today.
Woo! Damn. That was good.
Mental
right
note.
That was a good
Never
one.
Never talk about Cass Tech before we do one of these.
So just for reference, the first Rieger was during his show from 6 to 8 the other day. The last Rieger I just played were from today.
Ooh, look at you.
Wow.
All right, I have one more for you.
Knowing you listening today because we were all out there.
Exactly. One more. This is what happens in playoff basketball, especially when you play a team like the Knicks who have the clutch player of the year in Jalen Brunson.
Jim Costa. Yeah. I probably needed to jank myself, but he mentioned clutch player of the year so many times today.
I didn't listen today, so I'll say Jansen.
Costa.
Yeah, I'll say Mike. What the heck? I'm bankrupt
I
right
know,
now.
I know.
I'm holding up a sign.
I'm right standing right next to you.
Who said it?
Oh!
You know what?
Wow.
That was good, David.
Thank you. Thank you. Next time, leave Castec alone. That is who said it.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.